month of January has been dedicated to raising awareness about human trafficking, and this morning we're going to talk a little bit about a special event, an open house and ribbon cutting, and also a little bit about family violence prevention right here in our area. Mary Lee House, Taylor Jones, and Roxanne Renato join me in the studio. We've got a crowded house in here this morning, ladies. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Tell me a little bit about family violence prevention itself and its beginnings.
So family violence prevention, we started in 1987. We just had some concerned citizens that knew that there was a need and there were some problems happening within our community, domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking. And so they just decided to put their heads together and create the family violence prevention to help seek individuals that need help.
And Mary Lee, the Anti-Human Trafficking Resource Center, describe its purpose and what it does.
The purpose is to help those that have been trafficked.
Trafficking has been around for a while. There's been more and more awareness brought to this, and that's what we do. Trafficking wasn't even a crime until the year 2000.
Wow.
So this is relatively new for everyone. And what made it a law was the TVPA Act, which is the Trafficking Victims Protection Act.
All right. Tell me a little bit about the open house and the ribbon cutting that's coming up this Thursday.
Okay, and we are so excited about that.
It's January the 30th, and the ribbon cutting will be at 10:30, and our open house will be from 10:30 to 1, and we are located at 2026 Byers Street. We're going to have light refreshments, and we would love for everyone to show up and let us give you a brief overview of what we do, what our resources are,
And when you're on a tour of that facility, you'll see what's called a soft room. Tell me what that is.
Okay, soft room, so important. A soft room is just exactly what it says.
You can walk into this room and it's like a living room. You have a couch and lamps, and it's not intimidating at all. And you go in there and we have audio video, and we can record. The police officers can come in and record the victim's story. And when they leave, they can put it on a jump drive. And therefore, the victim only has to tell their story once. And so they're not re-victimized or traumatized over and over again.
And of course, if you're more relaxed, you're going to recall things better. You're going to be a little more at ease and give a little more detail so that we can get things done that need to be done, right?
Absolutely.
That's the complete purpose of a soft room.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about how people can help, and then we'll talk a little bit about the resources you provide and how people who might need them can get in touch with you.
People can help by texting 44321, give the number 2, FVP. You can always check us out. You can donate through PayPal. You can find us on Facebook, or you can go to our actual webpage, which is BatesvilleFamilyViolence.org. Those are all the ways that you can kind of help us and just advocate for us, learn more about our services. The services that we provide are free, so use our services. We have outreach programs, we have counseling, we have shelters. So although we provide all these services, that means we also need the community's help.
And if we have someone out there listening who needs the services you provide, how do you get in touch, or how would they get in touch with you?
So you can call our number, 870-698-0006. And we also have a national hotline, a hotline that's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
And of course, again, the open house that's coming up this Thursday between 10:30 and 1. The address again, 2026 Vire Street in Batesville. Excited to see that.
Mm-hmm. Also, Chad, I would like to add that this is open. Our office is open to the public.
Yes.
And it is free and it is confidential, but we want everyone to know that you do not have to go into shelter per se. We want them to know that they can receive the same resources that people that are in shelter have through us. And that's important for us to get out there for people to know.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Mary Lee House, Taylor Jones, Roxanne Renato, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Chad.